Hello and welcome to bridalstyleblog.com. I literally just ran in here. Claire, can you believe this wedding season?
Oh, I know.
I'm sorry, guys. My hands are on my knees. I'm bent over. I have to exhale.
It's okay.
I am out of breath. Well, what an amazing wedding season it's been. I mean, I feel truly blessed. I know you too, girl. We want to thank everybody who has participated with all the events. We want to thank everybody who's been a client. We want to thank everybody who's been a supporter of Little Black Dress. We want to thank everybody who's coming to Claire's upcoming event. I mean, it's been an amazing year. Let's keep it going. It's really, really important. And it, you know what? It makes me feel more than better because it's really nice to see people pay attention to people who know what they're doing.
I agree.
Me too.
Wholeheartedly.
Yeah. And tonight's episode lends itself so much to that because tonight we're talking about vendor nightmares. And I'm just going to turn on some news right now because I know people don't like it. It is what it is. But you know what I also know? You don't like when your wedding's jacked up. So what we're going to share tonight is stories, just horror stories. I know it's not Halloween. We'll come back and do it again.
But it's going to feel like Halloween.
Exactly. We're going to share some really awful stories because it's amazing. No matter, I think of myself as being amazing, just FYI. Go ahead, hate me if you want. But I think of myself as being an amazing. All I do, and you, my girl, you know.
Oh, yes.
Was my goal to make money this year, even though I should? My goals are always to be. My goal is always for the couple. It's always, how can I be better for them? How can I make them say the word, which I shout out to my girl, my couple the other week, magical. She don't even know. She saved me 3 years of therapy by saying that. Magical. I always want to be that person, magical. There's some other people out there, though. There's some other people out there, and they just want your, I call them weekend warriors, and they just want your coin. I don't want to badmouth people. This is important because guess what? You can hire an amazing wedding planner. You can hire an amazing wedding venue. And if you hire crappy wedding vendors, guess what's going to happen?
It's all going to just go to nothing.
Pretty much, real easy, real fast. It's going to go to nothing. So we're going to help you, and this show is not scripted tonight. It's actually two great girlfriends who are wedding planners having a conversation. So if you guys want to join in, which we want you to do, especially if you're a wedding vendor, I'm launching a chat room. You guys meet us there and let us know you want to talk. Introduce yourself, say who you are, and let's talk about it because it's real.
Yes.
It's a real serious problem. I think that I'm pretty okay when it comes to, I think I work hard when it comes to my weddings. I think I definitely give over my quote, because I always, my motto is I will do what I will always say I will do, sometimes more, just never less. That is my thing. I will always do what I say I will do, sometimes more, but I'll never do less than what I say I will do for a couple. And I find that the only thing that could stop me is a nightmare wedding vendor.
It's like the bad apple that ruined the bunch.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Sometimes people think, well, that's my neighbor.
Listen to me.
She could do the flowers. Oh, that's my cousin.
Absolutely.
She could do the food. We go to her house every 3 years for Christmas.
And it's just they don't understand the difference between a professional doing it and their neighbor or friend. It's not the same.
Well, you know what? I'm going to just jump off because, you know, we can't stay long. I threw my shoulder out from some reverse sit-up. So I have to take my painkiller soon. But what I'm saying is, and what Claire is saying, guys, is that your wedding vendors, you know, I get it. You hire us at the end. I don't know about you, Claire, but I get hired at the end. Shout out to my new client. God bless you. I love you guys to death.
I still love it.
Oh, my God, I can't wait. Claire's going to fly up and help me.
Oh, I will. You know I will. I'll come all the way to
the end. We can't wait to get in that space and trick it out. Yeah, you guys should. We're going to get you published. I just want to say that it's very important to hire professional wedding vendors. First of all, you guys know you hire, you know, you tell your girlfriend, your maid of honor, matron of honor, yeah, you could plan a wedding. I think people are getting out of that now. At least I see that here in New York, that people are getting out of letting their best friend plan the wedding because the best friend got shit to do. I'm sorry, I cursed again.
I mean, yeah, just
the best friend has
stuff being real. She does.
Yeah, she has stuff to do. And a good friend tells you, I can't do it. She wants to be there. She wants to service you. And what Dave's Best Weddings does is that we've had best friends hire us. Like, yeah, could you do it? You know, so I'll shout out to the maid and matrons of honors and the moms who have hired wedding planners. And they say, hey, we don't want to do it. This is my gift. Or the grooms who hire wedding planners and say, hey, I don't want to pick out colors. You go with her and pick out colors. It's the greatest gift you can give somebody, seriously.
It is.
It's the greatest gift. It's an amazing gift you can give somebody. So I will say that, guys, Claire, are you there?
Oh, yes. I'm ready to get into this.
I just want to make sure I turn some mics off. We have a lot of people and listeners tonight. That's a great thing. I hope you guys join us in the chat room. Speak up because we want to hear from wedding vendors. We want to have this real conversation and talk about our season because I can't believe that we've been here before and we're still running into the same issues. But I guess we just have to stump harder, wedding vendors, because we're not letting people know that picking the wrong vendors ruins their wedding.
Basically, yes, it does.
It does. And it's tragic. I mean, if you pick the wrong wedding photographer, you don't have wedding photos. And I've heard that before, not on one of my weddings. And, oh gosh, I don't know if I should tell this story because it's too fresh. It's way too fresh. I can't tell it because it's like 32 hours fresh.
32 hours
fresh. And, maybe not even 32. It might be like 20. It might be 21 hours. Wait,
the
exact
time.
Yeah,
girl,
it's not even 24 hours fresh. Yeah. I will call you after the podcast. Yeah, I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm not sure who's at fault with that one. But either way, not good. Either way, not good. It's really difficult to. The thing about your wedding planning is that when you have a wedding planner, that wedding planner is your anchor. That's your anchor to your wedding ship. Think of your ship as your venue, as your party, like a cruise. So imagine your people are going on a 8 to 4, whatever, how many hours your wedding events are. They're going on this cruise or a wedding weekend. Nice cruise weekend, that's good. Think of your wedding planner as that anchor. So let's take away the anchor. The ship is sailing, right? So the ship is sailing and it's just sailing. And we don't have a wedding planner, so we don't have an anchor, which means we also don't have a captain because our captains are in a tuxedo and a wedding dress. So we have a ship in the ocean without an anchor or a captain. That's tragedy right there. So secondly,
a train wreck waiting to happen.
Exactly. Now let's just put it, and I'm putting it in this perspective because a lot of times it's hard for me to say, don't hire your neighbor, don't hire your friend from church since you were 5. but I need you to understand why you shouldn't. It's not me being rude. Us trying to preserve your wedding day because you only get one shot at this, people. So
I like
let's
this.
Say
I like
that
this
you're
scenario.
On a ship and everybody's still having fun floating out in the ocean without an anchor and without a captain. Really, people don't really know there isn't an anchor, so it's no big deal. No one feels the captain until they're in need of the rescue, right? So
yeah,
everyone's dancing, everyone's happy, they're talking, they're chopping it up. Who's taking pictures? Is it your friend or is it the professional hired to take pictures? Because your friend is your friend, and he might take pictures or she might take pictures of only you, of only the people they know. Not to mention your friend has to stop and be polite to all of your friends and family they've known for all the years, which means they're not snapping, they're chatting.
And all those special moments are being missed. All those special little things you put into place, it might have been a family heirloom you wanted captured, it might have been a moment when you looked at your groom. All those little things get missed because your friend is engaged in conversation with your guest.
Exactly.
It's hard
and it can't
to
be rude to your
do.
Mother and your grandmother.
No.
They're catching up. So when they should be taking pictures of those things, they're catching up. Now, we said it was going to be nightmares. No names. I had a wedding maybe 3 weeks ago. I don't know. I had electric shock today, so I don't remember. I'm literally getting electric shock because this wedding is just so traumatic. My client hired a person that they grew up with who they live next door to for makeup.
Okay.
Your makeup artist should always be a professional. And I know we all have that favorite dude or chick from the MAC counter. I get it. I was against it. And guess what? I have about, oh, Claire, you know him. I have one person who has changed my mind about that.
I know him. Oh, I think I know who you're talking about. Okay.
Oh, you know, because he beat your face lovely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how can I ever forget him? I will never forget him.
You did.
He
know,
beat
you
his face to the bone.
And there's always an exception, but that's not really normal. This guy was an exception. But he also kind of worked on, like, Park Avenue.
Okay.
It was very high-end. So you have to consider that. Like, okay, he's not the normal guy next door. He's a guy next door who works for luxury and has a name and a few fashion shows behind him. You get what I mean? Like, it's just,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's... I am not saying, because I do referral business also, I'm not saying that you shouldn't hire someone you know. I'm saying you should hire someone who's qualified. There are things like Wedding Wire. There are things like TheKnot.com, Wedding Channel, Gig Masters. There are so many venues to find the right wedding vendor out there that it's important for you guys to do that research. And you know what? I had a client who their wedding just passed. And she literally, she asked three people I know personally, three people I did weddings for, and she called all of them.
Mm.
And guess what? I said, I'm a bomb-ass wedding planner. So I was like, here you go. Here you go. I know. Good. I got the job. A wedding planner who does not open their book to you, sketchy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have pictures
Most
of my
definitely.
Wedding. I'll be honest. That's something I need to do because I'm heavy into decorating. And I actually love my decorating. My decorating gets sicker and sicker every year. I'm very proud of my decorating. But I'm busy. You know what I mean? When I'm in the room, I'm busy. I'm not even thinking of posting. And I should because these are great spaces and places. But I'm busy. I'm yelling. I'm happy. I'm tweaking, I'm moving, I'm sweating, my feet hurt, I'm tired. So I don't get those pictures out. I don't have the pictures. But you know what? I do have a client list. So go beyond the review. Ask, hey, can I speak to two people you've worked with? Can I speak to two people who know you? Interview them like it's a job. You got one shot at this wedding. One.
That's
you don't
right.
get to come back the next night. So
no
definitely interview your wedding vendors. Now, as for nightmares, every time you guys pick people you know, it's a problem. Back to what I was saying a couple of weeks ago. I had a makeup artist who showed up. Wait, I wanted her to show up at, like, you know, makeup artist time. Duh. I wanted her to show up early to the bridal suite hotel because, you know, I like my brides to get a hotel room so we could do the photo shoot separately from the, you know, the venue. It's I like the whole thing. I want them to get their whole style me pretty shoot. So.
Love that.
Makeup artist was supposed to be there at 3, which I was already upset with. But personal friend, got to be nice to your clients, you know, vendors. She showed up at, I think, 5 o'clock, and the wedding started at 6. And she had
no
6 faces.
Way.
Yeah. Your neighbor who you grew up with. Good luck with that.
Yeah. I mean,
and the client
I'm
called
like,
me. I know, it's very sad. And the client called me, and I was so upset because this was a wedding that I was off site for because I was on site with another event. And she said, what should we do? And I had to say something that I never want to say. I can do nothing because that is your vendor.
Absolutely. See?
I have no weight with some randoms.
That's right. And that's what brides have to remember. They have to remember that. So what happened next, Dana?
It was so I cried.
Oh.
I was on 125th Street crying because I felt bad for her because there was nothing I could do. And it's a Saturday on a high-volume weekend. I can't even call one of my girls because the only two chicks that I know who would grab their bags and go fix it were in the Hamptons and we're in Manhattan. FYI, people, that's like about hour and a half, 2 hours away, maybe 3 for traffic. But, yeah, there's nothing I could do about it. And I had to tell her, there's nothing I can do about that. What I can do is send one of my girls who was on site uptown, downtown, who is used to be a model, and she could beat your face for you. Because I have like all of my staff members can do something, target talents. So Anna Kay can do makeup. Amila can do decor crazy. Like I keep every girl on my site can do something extraordinary. They have a unique gift. But it was really tragic because I didn't want her to go with her. And then she did exactly what I feared. And as you know, Claire, so what did this makeup artist do to her whole day?
She threw off her timeline in a major way. Took away those pre-wedding photo moments, that downtime that a bride has when she's getting pampered. She's closing her eyes. She's relaxing. She's focusing on her groom, on her day. All that got taken away. And back to what you said, you cannot get those moments back. Weddings cannot be done over. It's done.
No, they can't. They can't.
Done.
They can't. And this client, you know, I felt bad for her because she's such a good person. I love her to death, and I can't reverse time. That, you know, we recovered, and we were all hugging at the end because I literally wrapped one of the weddings I was at because I was like, I got to go. Because this bride is happy. That bride is in distress. We can't have that. And let me tell you, I have my top person on the other one because that's how we do. We only put top people ahead scenes. But I am still very upset about it because I urged her not to do this. And I guess sometimes when you think your coordinator is telling you to pick a vendor that they're doing what's best for them because they're getting a kickback. No, they're doing what's best for you and them. Because wanting my people on your wedding isn't doing anything for me because I have to ask them to give you a discount. So I probably have to buy them dinner, go to their kids' recital, something like that.
Something.
So I'm paying for that. You know what I mean? Like last night I had an incident with an invitation and the girl was charging them. It was an obvious mistake. And the woman was charging them more money. I was like, yo, come on. Can we just get around that? What do I need to do? We pay for those favors personally with our vendors. So, you know what? Trust your wedding planners and your venue coordinators more because we're not just doing things to get kickbacks and we don't care what happens. We care what happens to your wedding because they're our events too. And we want everything to be perfect because we don't want it. Why would we want it not to be perfect? Why would you want that? That's bad.
No.
Especially in the land of reviews. It just doesn't work, you know. So
I know.
Interview if you don't trust whoever you hire to do your entire wedding. Interview the vendors and make sure you follow up. And, you know, I get it. I don't want to see her face and I didn't pick her as my makeup artist. But, yeah, now you see her face every day and she screwed up your whole wedding.
And that can ruin friendships.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think people are crazy and they just distort it. But I really think that it's important for guys to – I never want to say don't mix business with personal because personally I take business very personal. And if I know you, I'm going to do an amazing job for you. If I know you personally, I'm going to go over the top for you because I know you. And if I don't know you, I'm going to go over the top for you because, hello, we're in the land of social media. But guess what? If I'm not a real wedding venue or wedding coordinator, I don't know what I'm doing. Case in point.
Definitely. Yes.
I had a DJ who's a friend who was a DJ who just played good music in a club. So my couple hired this DJ. Great club, popular DJ. They hired this DJ. So they hired this club DJ who's a great club DJ for their wedding.
What did he
not do? A wedding DJ.
Didn't he do, I should say.
He didn't do announcements. He didn't have an MC. And even though we submitted songs for, you know, our rituals, he didn't feel like playing them. So this was another wedding that, you know, we had people on site, but I personally was not on site doing something else. But I literally had to go there also, but thank God my team literally delegated somebody to be the MC. Shout out to my girl.
I know.
Literally, when does the wedding planner have to be the MC?
Another thing,
guys, please go over your names with your officiants. Are your officiants, and I know you sat in that church since you were 3 years old, but a lot of other people sat in that church too. Please run through it. Please run through your name. If they're not coming to a rehearsal dinner, tell them how to say your name.
I know. That's the worst. I've seen that happen before.
Tell me about it.
Terrible. I had a wedding several years ago. You know, name any names or locations.
No. We don't want to do that because we love all our clients. And we're just saying nightmares to warn other people what not to do. It's no shade to anybody. Trust me, we don't sleep at night. And when you guys aren't around, Claire and I literally still have to talk this out to make sure that we didn't ruin anyone's day because I think that's what it's more about, right? You're going to eat whether you do weddings or not. So the thing is that, you know, we just love weddings.
All day, every day.
So, all right, girl. So what happened?
Okay. So they get up to the altar and the officiant is going over the vows. And he messed up the pronunciation of the bride's name so many times. At one point, the groom had to stop him and go over the pronunciation in front of everybody.
Really? The groom has to enunciate the name. That is embarrassing.
It was very embarrassing.
That happened to one of my brides recently. And what's really bad is that when she told me who this person was, she had to have this person. She paid for this person to travel here and pay for their hotel.
Wow.
And Nay enunciated her name incorrectly the entire time.
Horrible. And it makes, like, a
real
lot
stuff,
of,
though.
Like, moans and chatters among the family. They're all trying to kind of whisper how to say the bride's name. It just looks bad.
Yeah, and if you guys don't think it's serious, how about this? Think about all those people you want to overdo your thing for. They're hearing this. They're hearing the wrong thing. So I think it's very important for you guys to go over, you know, especially with your officiant and people giving your speeches. Don't have your best man give a speech and not know how to say your bride's name. Don't have your maid of honor give a speech and not, you know, she doesn't know how to say your groom's name. Don't do this. This is never a good idea.
Never. It's not. And
no.
It just sounds
And another
so
thing
horrible.
Is, do not hire a DJ who can't MC. First of all, if a DJ is alone, unless he has, like, at least a gang of reviews on Wedding Wire or The Knot, he's not a wedding DJ.
No.
Because a solo DJ, it takes a very talented person to DJ and MC at the same time for a wedding. A wedding is the most complicated event out there. If you wedding plan, you can do any other event. And people say,
yes,
no, no.
I mean,
yes, you can. I have done government events. I have had royals at my event. I have done things for the Nigerian government. I've done things for the Republican National Committee. Trust me, I've done things for the NYPD. If you can do a wedding, everything else is a cakewalk. Your feet are up and you're thinking, like, we're going to have a cigar. This is a cakewalk. Everything else is a cakewalk. A wedding is the most challenging, fun thing because it has all these moving parts. It has all these emotional things going on. That's what makes it fun. But what doesn't make it fun is when you guys implement your neighbors, your friends, and that girl next door. No, you're ruining your wedding. And you're not even spending money. So let's talk about the DJ who doesn't do emceeing. Or let's talk about the makeup artist who shows up 3 hours late.
Oh, yeah.
Or do you have a story for me? Like, what did you encounter?
Well, I got to get back to the DJ because I have a really horrible DJ story that sticks out like it happened yesterday. But it happened a few years ago. And this DJ arrived to the wedding. First of all, he was late. This is the bride and groom's favorite DJ. He DJs all their house parties and every function that they've ever had, of course. And so he arrives 10 minutes before the wedding starts. He's the last vendor. I mean, he's walking in, and I say, let's go ahead and cue up the music with the sound guy. He says, what music? I said, excuse me.
He doesn't even know he's supposed to do a ceremony because he's not a wedding DJ.
Yeah, and he doesn't have the music. He doesn't he doesn't know what I'm talking about. So at the last minute, I had to
something as a wedding planner? I not only email you my timelines, I send them to you on text, and I even take screenshots and text them to you.
I know.
And let me tell you something else I do. I screenshot my timelines and break them down to individual, like entertainment, kitchen, wedding planner is a mass one. We only have the master that I submit to the couple. And there's also, like, vendors, meaning floral, baker, whatever. My timelines are at least 6 timelines for one event. And guess what? I screenshot them all and send them to people individually because I know people don't read and people don't want to deal with what they don't have to do, which is why I yank out my timelines where it's just the things that each vendor – I literally have an individual timeline for every vendor.
That's
why aren't you on the timeline? Because I know – and guess what? I send it to you in the morning of. Not only did I send it to you 2 weeks before and 1 week before once the bride and groom okay it, I send it to you the morning of. Do you know how many times some wayward vendor will call me and say, wait, I'm supposed to be there at this time? Well, we've been having this conversation for 14 days, but you never called. So, hey, how you doing?
I know.
Guess what? Not a wedding vendor.
No, not at all. Because
really,
wedding
vendor, it's a waste of your money. You think you're saving money or saving a couple of dollars? Most of the times when I hear the quote that you guys are paying these people, you're getting jacked. And you're getting shorted.
All the time. Definitely. Yes,
we're going to open up the phone lines.
I'm
guys,
ready to talk to,
I see
to some
a
people
lot
too.
Of
yeah.
Atlanta in the house. If anybody wants to speak up, just say hello. Hi, everyone. I
hello,
just
good
turned
evening.
All mics on.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
This is Shay with Agenia Events in Atlanta.
Hi,
oh,
Shay.
Can't wait to talk to you.
I just wanted to say one thing in selecting a vendor that I feel is very, very important is their dress attire. I know
that
from personal experience, one thing that I've seen, especially with a lot of African-American weddings where there are DJs present, I need to know how you dress for a wedding. I need to know, you know, how you present yourself. Not only are you representing your business, you're also representing mine, and I don't want you coming in slacks and a button-down shirt. That's not good enough for me. I'd rather for you to be in some type of suit or formal wear.
Yeah,
to wear
a jacket on.
A
tuxedo.
I know, yes.
And
I
think a lot
you
of...
You know what? I've heard of that. I've heard of, Shay, I've heard that people have had trouble with dress attire because I've had, a few weeks ago, I had somebody ask, well, what are you guys wearing? And I was thrown off by it. But obviously, she must have heard a horror story. Because she asked what we were wearing, and I was like, what do you mean? We're wearing what we always wear. But I did hear that, especially with DJs, I heard some DJs even sometimes will wear a suit and a hat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've seen that.
And I know a lot of
and
DJs
then,
have their own styles, and it's okay for you to incorporate your style into your business, but also just keeping it professional.
Well,
absolutely.
Not even that. Keeping it formal, right? Because this is formal. This is somebody's wedding,
they should
right?
be. They should be.
I'll be honest. A lot of times, Shay, I'm sweating, especially like in the humidity, and it hits 90 degrees, and I'm in full sun on the Hudson River. I am sweating. I have changed my deodorant. I have changed my clothing. I literally have shirts and dresses to change with jackets. Because it's more important that I keep my shoulders and my sleeves covered. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and that's very true. Very, very true.
Yeah.
You have to be professional and formal the entire process of the event.
So tell us about your horror story with the vendor who didn't do the right thing, because you sound like you have a story.
It was a DJ at a wedding that I was kind of shadowing, and he kind of walked in with slacks and a button-down shirt, and the wedding was very, very formal. Even the bartenders that were present were in black and white suits, and he was
the only one
that was kind of dressed down, and you can tell from the expression on people's faces that he was walking up to the table speaking to all of the guests, which was, you know, fine, wonderful. Kind of looking at, are you sure you're at the right event?
Yeah, that's embarrassing. You know what, brides and grooms, you're couples period. You're paying a lot of money, and you don't want, especially your entertainment is the focal point. Next to your dress and your tux, they're looking at your entertainment. Hello, it's your entertainment. They're not staring at your wedding planner or who set up your cake or who set up your flowers. They're looking at your entertainment and they're seeing your waiters. These people have to appropriately dressed.
At all times. And that's horrible. Wow, Shay. I could imagine how you felt when you see that.
I can hear how she felt by how she described the story. It was so much passion, like, you know what? I think she was talking through her teeth. She was like, you know what?
Because it just makes you burn up inside. You're like,
rub
oh,
up.
My God.
Exactly. And you don't want to say, hey, ties are mandatory, especially as an event coordinator. You don't want to tell people, you know, ties are mandatory. But a lot of times, people who aren't professional will get offended by, what are you wearing? Instead of, what are you wearing? I was confused, like, what do you mean? Oh, well, we're wearing what we usually wear. We wear black in the winter and we wear gray in the summer, because actually my company's colors are gray. So we wear gray with a hint of yellow in the summer. So we'll be in light gray suits.
She must have had
an
experience or heard something to prompt her to ask that question.
She definitely did. And we show up in gray, you know?
Yes. So,
well, thank you, Shay. Any other stories?
Thank you, Shay.
You're very welcome.
Hello, this is Shupan Abraham.
Hey.
Hi, Shupan.
Hi, Clarissa. This is Shupan from Atlanta, and I am a cake designer on a bakery, R5 Bakery and Things. So I don't see, as a cake designer, I don't see, I guess, all the stuff that you guys are talking about, but I have worked with some very, very highly professional events or wedding planners. And the flip side of that, I've worked with some very, very unorganized wedding planners. So maybe those ones are the ones that you were talking about, that maybe it's their neighbor or their friend that they asked to do, you know, to orchestrate their entire wedding for them. And I can just tell, you know, like the ones, like you said, who will send you like a whole timeline of the event, what time I need to be there, what's the room that I need to be in to set up my cake, how much time do I have in that room. You know, I'm a very detail-oriented person, and I'm highly, highly organized, so I get all that stuff, and I love it, you know. That doesn't bug me or bother me at all. But when I get to an event and the wedding planner doesn't even know who I am, because he never even didn't even, you know, take the time to even call me prior to the weeks and months leading to the wedding to say, you know, hello, my name is such and such. I am the event planner for whoever's wedding. I just want to introduce myself to you, you know, let us go with some of the important things that needs to be said and talked about that pertains to the wedding. And when I get there, they're like, who are you? Okay, who are you?
That's bad.
That's
dangerous.
I can't stand it.
I'm gonna tell
y'all
a story
at all.
Yeah, I literally, like bakers, I'll be honest, don't hate me. Bakers, I leave y'all to the last minute. I ask the client, what are they bringing in? Right? If I didn't go to your tasting, then if the client picked you, I'm happy with whatever they picked because they hired you, so it is for it. But I literally will probably call you the week before and call you again to say, all right, what are you bringing in the room? How many pieces? How much time you need to set up? What you bringing in and how much time you need? I'll reach out to you. Then I'll send you something. And when I see you, I'll hug you because you got the sweets, right?
Even if it's a week before, you took the time to do that.
Yeah, like I will send you something a week before. A week before, I'll be like, okay, how many pieces, meaning is it 500 pieces on a dessert table? What are you setting up? Do you need anything from us? Do you need a cake stand? What do you need? And then I'll send you a timeline and say, okay, so is this good for you? Because I'm coordinating the kitchen with the baker.
Because
the kitchen sometimes will drop pie and stuff on a dessert table. That's cheaper for the client, FYI. So I have to coordinate that so y'all don't bump into each other.
Yes.
But I greet you with a hug because you got the real sweet.
What I usually do on my own is to find out who at the event venue is in charge of your wedding, and I.
See, that's crazy
myself.
That you have to go online to do that. As a baker, you shouldn't have to do that. That's crazy.
No.
That's over and above. You're a good wedding vendor.
I know I don't have to do that, but that gives me peace of mind because I don't like surprises on the day of. So I call and introduce myself to that person. I am the cake decorator for such and such wedding on this day. You know, what is the earliest that I can come? You know, is the room going to be set up? And I tell them if I need a stand or whatever, I work all the stuff out prior to me getting there on the day off. That's just me.
I like that.
Yeah, and
I'm going to tell you a story. Wait a minute. I had a story. So I was a wedding guest at somebody's wedding.
Okay.
And I get why people don't invite me to their weddings as a wedding guest. But I love this person. I met her after she hired her wedding planner, and we just clicked, and we're still good friends to this day. So I'm sitting at her wedding because I was telling her how I never get to dance at a wedding, and I never get to wear heels, and so she invites me to her wedding, and she was reluctant because she's like, I don't want you to feel like you have to work, but I'm inviting you because we met. And
yeah,
she invites me to her wedding. Claire, I think you know this story, right? So I'm sitting at her wedding. Long Island on the beach. Beautiful. Our beach is here in the summer. Are gorgeous. Sitting on the beach. Cocktail hour is literally full-on lobster. Most beautiful cocktail hour I ever saw. Right?
Okay.
I was about to go to cocktail hour, y'all. So there were two men standing there with flowers, and I'm looking at them. Now, the flowers are set up in the room, but I'm looking at these men like, why are they standing there with those buckets and flowers and those shears? Everybody's waiting for the wedding cake, and I'm like, okay, of course, when you're somebody's friend, you talk about their wedding, you know what they're doing, right? So they're waiting for a wedding cake. Why are those guys with those buckets and flowers and shears waiting for the wedding cake? So now I'm literally searching my memory for what we've spoken about during her wedding planning process.
Oh,
just
wow.
As girlfriends, like literally over coffee in the morning, like, let me see, girl, da-da-da-da, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's waiting to put flowers on her cake. I'm so mad to this day that I missed that. I know you know this story, Claire. I'm so mad because it was the best cocktail hour I've ever seen in my life. I really wanted, she wanted me to have the experience of a wedding guest. But when there was a floral designer waiting for the baker to put flowers on her cake, and I knew the design of her cake, and there were no flowers in that design. It didn't make sense. I literally took off the heels and went into wedding planning mode. I was like,
I know, it's hard not to. I mean, sometimes
literally,
you
I
just
took over
have
the whole wedding
that.
At that point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. She bought me a great gift certificate to Bath & Body. I still have to spend more of it. That's my girl to the end. But she was like, I really wanted you to dance. And I was like, you know what? If I was in that room and something like that was happening, you would have killed me in the end anyway. So unless your friend is a real wedding vendor, I don't think it's a good idea to hire your friend. Unless your friend is a qualified, like, Shay, or if you have a real qualified wedding vendor, then hire your friend. If you know your friend isn't meeting you, if your friend meets you for brunch every Saturday or Sunday, she's not a real wedding vendor. She should be doing weddings.
Yeah.
Not to be rude, but.
I mean, this is real. But, yeah, I mean, Dana, me and Shupan did a wedding together in November.
Yeah.
And it went really, really beautiful. Yeah, the cake arrived. She was so
you guys get what I mean.
Yeah, everything. We coordinated everything from beginning to the end. Had a great experience.
I think if, you know, all of us had a party, if we had a party today, we'd be hiring our friends. But would you hire somebody who's your neighbor without wedding reviews or didn't do weddings or could tell you they did weddings? You know what I mean?
No.
Like, yeah, it's dangerous, guys. It's a lot of money for these parties. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. So
this is
I just want everybody to take it very seriously when they hire people. I know it's nice to support people, and it's definitely something everybody should do. Everybody should support small business, but make sure it's qualified. You don't want to lose out by supporting someone else because then you won't support another person who deserves it.
That's right.
Right.
Thank you.
Does anyone have anything else to add? I know. Thank you so much to wedding vendors who are calling in. I have all your mics on. If anybody wants to speak up, it's fine. we're going to sign off soon. I love having this chat tonight. This is so valuable.
Yeah, this was so fun. And it was great to hear from everyone.
This is Shupan, and I just wanted to say thank you to Clarissa for inviting me to call in tonight.
Oh, you're welcome.
You have to show us some pictures of your work, too. We want to see you.
Oh,
send
us
some.
Amazing.
I know she does. Everybody, thank you so much. Claire and I have an amazing blog post coming up. Soulmates, we're going to focus on shoes, and this podcast and this blog post is geared toward everybody. It's geared towards the bride, groom, wedding guest, if you're going to a club, or me just standing waiting for the bus. It doesn't matter. Whoever you are, this next post will do a great thing. And we're actually, I found a miracle serum, believe it or not, ladies. So I found this little thing called Soul Serum, and everyone knows that I fell and I hurt my Achilles, right? So I found this thing called Soul Serum. Actually, I didn't find it. They sent it to me. And you literally rub it on your feet when your feet ache in your heels. Anybody ever wear heels and your feet swells up, and when you take them off, you can't put them back on? Does anybody know what that's like yet?
Mm-hmm.
No, you ladies just walk strong all day and
can't do that. Walk strong.
I mean, let me know. So, what we have? No, you guys really do. You guys don't have any problems wearing stilettos all day?
Well, I had a job where we were required to wear heels for 6 to 8 hours, and it was like the worst floor to walk on in heels possible.
Mm-hmm.
And by the night, when I leave out, I would sit in my car until my feet stopped hurting.
I'm not mad about it. So, guys, this is what we have coming on. Our next giveaway, and I'm going to announce it tonight, is this company reached out to me and they sent me a sample. And Claire, you know I was recently on crutches and I still walk with an air cast because I have to go back into a cryo boot and go back on crutches. So I tried this product. First of all, I let the product sit for like 2 months because I was like, yeah, right. But then I tried the product and it felt a little bit like peppermint, so I was like, no. But I mean, personally, if I wear heels all day and I take my heels off, the worst thing in the world is to put them back on.
Oh, yeah.
This serum, you rub your feet in this serum and you can put the heels back on.
Wow. I want that.
You can rub it on before you put. Yeah. Well, guess what? That's our next giveaway. And they're coming on the podcast to explain to me how this miracle witchcraft works, because there is no way possible. I need
like
to know
Harry
how
Potter.
This is personal. I love a three inch to a 4 inch heel, and I swear, guys, this Soul Serum works. And we're opening this up for everybody, not just brides, not just bridal party, not wedding guests. Everybody, please enter this giveaway, because I have it in my hand. It's a relief for foot pain, and it works. And you know, Claire, we go about the shoes all the time, and, you know, gate wall products when they're good. I literally searched the world for foot creams that will take away pain. I found one, guys. And they're going to come on the show, and they're going to give somebody a lucky package. So somebody's going to walk strong and tall all summer in stilettos. Yay!
That is so awesome! Yay! Lucky,
awesome,
lucky!
I love heels. I swear to God, it's an amazing, amazing thing. Guys, please join us again. And thank you to everybody who participated tonight.
Thank you.
We love that wedding vendors chimed in and gave us real, true, great stories. That's right, guys. If ask, you know, if you do hire your DJ who your fiancé said they have to hire, ask them what they're wearing and make sure you send them the wedding list a few times. Don't make your wedding planner a babysitter. That's not fair.
That's right.
No. That's not fair. Your wedding planner wants to give you the best date ever because she likes it or he likes it. They don't want to ask people what they're wearing. That's not nice. So make sure you kind of, you know, have some requirements when you're hiring people. And as for the baker, guys, the baker is important. You can't have a cut the cake ceremony without a cake. So make sure you guys pay attention to that. That's very important. Yeah, that's really, really serious. Come on.
That's a big part.
All true stories. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Do you guys want to let them know how to get in touch with you?
Chupan, Faye.
Yes, said I will. Oh, sorry, said I one more time.
Let us know
how
we
can get in touch,
with you.
Oh, I can be reached. Well, the web address is the letter R, the number 5, bakery.com, r5bakery.com. And just my email address is chupan@cakesbyshupan.com, and that's spelled S-S-H-U-P-A-N, as in Nancy, chupan@cakesbyshupan.com.
Yes.
Thank you guys for having
Excellent.
Me.
And
no,
I
thank you
Shay.
For joining us. Shay.
Oh, Shay. Mm-hmm. And I'm Shay, and I can be reached at Agenia Events is my company. You can follow me on Instagram at ageniaevents.com, or you can follow me on Facebook at ageniaevents@facebook.com. And, ladies, thank you so much. It was wonderful.
Oh, thank you for calling in. It was so fun to talk to
yes,
you both.
Yes, thank you. It was great. Claire, do you want to sign off?
Yeah, I just want to wish everyone a happy wedding Wednesday, and I have fun, and I cannot wait for the next show. Thank you guys for tuning in.
I want to say thank you so much to everybody who supported, and I know we're changing a lot on the blog. We are very excited. We want to thank Panina Tornay just again because we're doing exciting things for her. We're excited about the new season for Say Yes to the Dress. We are definitely doing a lot of rebranding. And I think you guys will love
nice.
It because we're going to be able to offer you so many more discounts when it comes to your wedding planning. Reach out to everybody on our show, even these ladies tonight, and mention Bridal Style Blog. I'm sure they'll look out for you and say, hey, okay, you know, just do the right thing and stay here. We got you. I've been doing a little research, and you guys aren't getting the real deal out there. So stay here with us. We got you right in to me, dbutler@daysdesk.com, or right into Claire and me at bridaldays@gmail.com. We are so eager to help you. We do this because we love you. Guys, we'll see you next week. And I don't know how we're going to do this giveaway. I guess we should have a conversation, Claire. But, guys,
yeah.
We have a magic, some witchcraft. For your feet. So stay tuned, and we can't wait to get it in your hands, all right? Have an amazing wedding weekend. We love you, and we'll see you on the next podcast. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night.